the state auctions off its fast ferries, and the Haines School moves forward after the loss of a beloved teacher. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. The stories are up next. Alaska has a bidder for its two fast ferries, a Spanish firm that operates in the Mediterranean. But the offer is about $5 million less than what the state was looking for. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the agency could still make a deal.
Tresmapi runs catamarans between the Mediterranean island of Ibiza and the Spanish mainland. It offered a pair of bids for a combined $4.6 million for the Chiniga and Fairweather.
And that is all the bids we have on the vessels.
That's Tom Mayer, who works in the Alaska Department of Transportation's procurement section. He unsealed the bids on Wednesday afternoon.
The reserve price is $5 million per vessel.
That means the offer was about $5.3 million shy of what the state was hoping to get for the two catamarans. It's been paying to keep in layup since 2015 and 2019. The 235-foot fast ferries were popular in their time. They could cover distances twice as fast as the rest of the fleet. Juneau to Sitka only took about 4 hours. But they burned more fuel than the conventional fleet and struggled in rough wintertime conditions. During Wednesday's call, Mayer added that the agency would be within its rights to make a deal.
Please keep in mind that the state reserved the right through the procurement documents to negotiate with the highest bidder at the end of the bidding process.
In other words, the state could settle for less. The Fairweather and Chiniga were added to the fleet more than 15 years ago. They cost a combined $68 million. But the Ibiza Ferry Company didn't walk away completely empty-handed on Wednesday. Its bids for two spare diesel engines were the highest. It beat out Pacific Power Group, a Portland-based firm that bid about $211,000 less for the engines. There was no minimum, meaning the Spanish firm could very well get the unused engines for $411,000. They had cost the state of Alaska $3 million for the pair. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Haines students returned to the classroom this week following the winter break. It's the final semester of a year marked by challenge and loss, but the Haines School District has been through a tumultuous year. The pandemic isolated students socially, and the December storms left some without a home. And its beloved kindergarten teacher, Janae Larson, was lost in a landslide. In the art room, K-12 art teacher Giselle Miller is fostering a place of healing through her lesson plan.
This week, we're going to be working on this project making paper cranes, and everyone in the school is working on it, so all age levels.
She's introducing origami, the Japanese art of folding paper, to a group of middle schoolers.
And we're folding paper cranes and going to be hanging them for Janae outside the kindergarten room and inside, and kind of for the kindergartners as well. But it's not only to kind of honor her in that way, in that space, but also to like bring some beauty and some light to that space for the kindergartners. Does that make sense?
Paper cranes are a Japanese tradition. It signifies protection and healing. Students as young as 5 and up to their late teens are helping. Okay. The community can pitch in too.
Grief, anger, sadness, confusion, like all those things. I want the art room to be a safe space where students can feel like they can express those things and bring those things up and then go from there.
The district managed to sustain in-person learning through most of the pandemic, but the devastating storm and landslides this December tested an already strained community.
I would say this has been probably the toughest challenge of my life to date.
Lily Boron taught at the Haynesboro School for 21 years before becoming principal in March.
And we have families that have lost their homes, you know, families that don't know what's, you know, where they're going to be living, or just the fear of what if this happens again. And we don't have the resources within our school to be able to address all of that. I mean, we all need support.
For Boron, the loss is acutely personal. She taught Larson all 4 years of high school. Her kids grew up in the Larson family daycare. Yet, she's helped the school move forward with help from counselors.
Yeah, it's tough. because we will not forget Janae. We will not forget that she was our kindergarten teacher and how very proud we were of this year. She did an incredible job, and she's our very own Janae. But we know that life goes on for our students, and we know how incredibly important it is that they have a place to come and learn and be joyful. And that's our role here.
Kira Phillips smiles as the kindergarten class tumbles down the hall. She's one of a team of counselors from Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital who arrived at the school within days of the storm. It was her job to guide teachers, staff, and parents through a conversation about loss with the school's youngest students.
It's okay to show emotion. It's, you know, you don't want to overwhelm. You know, I'm not going to have a complete meltdown in front, but it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to be authentic. I think us modeling the appropriate emotions and using the appropriate words is super important for kids because they're looking to us for everything.
The counselors left over the holidays, but now they're back on campus for the next 2 weeks to help as needed.
There's not enough words to express how much I love what I do and how much I, I really love being here and with these kids and these teachers. I've worked in quite a few different school settings with different communities, and what you have here is a very special, unique anomaly.
Phillips says the origami project ticks all her boxes for a healing exercise. Art connects the mind and body, and doing it together shows students they're not alone.
Okay, ready for the next step? So you hit one milestone marker. If you can remember this.
Back in the art room, students are still folding cranes. They'll be at it all week. It's mostly quiet. Origami is pretty complicated and takes a certain amount of focus, but there's the soft rustle of folding as human fingers turn paper into wings. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.